Over the years, I've had many people come to me troubled in one way or another, maybe some sort of anxiety or depression, very common even more so in these days as we're more conscious of the whole issue of mental health. And what also struck me by many who would come, they spoke of being ashamed, thinking, I know, I shouldn't be feeling this way. You know, I believe in Jesus, I go to Mass, I pray, I'm sorry that somehow I get this depression and I know God doesn't want that. He wants me to be at peace and hope and joy, especially in knowing his son Jesus. So you have a mental health issue and then on top of that, a sense of guilt. What I would say to many of them, and as part of the reading today, the gospel, is this particular quote. And I bring this up because for them and for us, because we can all have our moments, can't we? We can all have struggles, maybe even for a while. Or we can think, God, I must not trust you, or I'm not that close to you. What's wrong? At the same time, we need to see this. In the gospel today, Jesus, this one part of it, and I'm going to share some other pieces. Jesus took with him in the Garden of Gethsemane Peter, James, and John and began to be troubled and distressed. You know, Mark, those words translated from the Greek that Mark wrote, they're translated here rather polite. Because what the Greek says, that origin and getting at the heart of it says Jesus, his insides were practically torn to asunder. You know, he sweat blood. I mean, he was distressed. And even he was open, this is an example for us too, he was open to his disciples. He didn't hide it. Peter, James, and John, he says to them, my soul is sorrowful even to death. Talk about sorrow and sadness. And he was the Son of God. And you might say he should have trusted and had that complete serene sense. But no. And it reminds us, as I remind a lot of people who come to see me, you don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed because you're going through a struggle right now. Jesus himself did at various times. And I want to speak to several more incidents in that gospel that show how it affected him. First of all, the disciples, as friends, as a community, were gathering to celebrate the Last Supper. That was a special moment, remembering the Exodus event that freed the people up from Egypt into the Promised Land. And it was meant to be a celebration. It was meant to be remembering great things in each other's lives and blessing each other. And here, in the midst of all of that, how it was meant to be, here Jesus says, almost right at the beginning of the meal, he says, one of you is about to betray me. Whoa. What did that mean for everybody? And it said the disciples were distressed. Is it I, Lord? But think about Jesus himself. We know it was Judas. But Jesus had spent 3 years with Judas and the other disciples. He had prayed with them. He had helped them understand what he was going through and what they would face in Jerusalem. He was making a difference in their life because that's who God is. God loves and God wants to make a difference in our lives. And here's Judas betraying him. Not only betraying him, but with a kiss. In some way, that had to be anguish for Jesus. I didn't reach him. I didn't make a sense. Somehow he didn't get it. And Jesus might have thought, could I have done more? And then we get on to Peter. Peter, who was picked by Jesus as the leader of those disciples. And Jesus is saying, as you heard it, well, you know, you're going to let me down. You're not going to be there for me. And of course, Peter, oh no, Lord, I'll be right there for you. I'll defend you. I'll stand up for you. That's not going to happen to me. And here, can you imagine even the tension and the hurt as Jesus says to Peter, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. Again, he chose Peter as the leader. And this happens. That had to be a burden on Jesus too. And then they do go out in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter, James, and John. Jesus knows what's about to happen. He says, stay with me, pray with me. I need you here. You're my friends. We've been in this together. And what happens? He is feeling such anguish that even to his father, he says, let this cup pass away. But not my will, but your will be done. Need some water, okay? And he gets very upset. Thank you. This is what deacons do. As you know, nothing stops me from talking. But let's go back to the passage. So Jesus is anguished and wishes in some way this wouldn't happen. Yes, I'll accept the Father's will, but that's not what I want. You know, and then he gets upset with Peter, James, and John when he has told them, stay awake with me, and they go to sleep. And he keeps coming back to them and said, you're asleep. Why? I told you to stay awake. And that wasn't only so much a moral judgment. Hey, I told you this and you didn't do it. Jesus, again, had to be disappointed. And in some sense, it comes out later, feels very lonely in that because they were there, but they abandoned him. And certainly, they didn't even stay awake with him in prayer. You know, we often hear about Jesus' physical pain, which was real. But in some way, his emotional pain may have been even deeper and more affecting him. And then, of course, he's going to be taken into Pilate, and he's out in the community. And here's the people that he's with that just 5 days earlier, or he came into Jerusalem, praise you, Hosanna. They saw him as the military hero, as the political king, someone who would overthrow Rome. And even then, he must have been uncomfortable on Palm Sunday, knowing, oh yeah, I'm not going to be what they want me to be. And even that had to be hard. And to have those same people saying, Hosanna, 5 days later, crucify him, crucify him. We'd rather have you give Barabbas up to be safe, even though he was a revolutionary and a murderer. We want Jesus crucified. Again, my Jesus have thought, I didn't reach them. Even when I was there on Palm Sunday, even all the time they heard about me, and even when they remembered all the good things I was doing, they didn't get it. And remember, in love, Jesus wanted them to get it. Because he was saying all this and doing all this so they'd know a God of love, of goodness, of joy, of peace that would make a difference in their lives. So he was disappointed, not because he had some big ego, he didn't make a difference, but he didn't make a difference and he loved them and saw it wasn't happening. And then we can go on to the time when he's on the cross and his arms outstretched. And remember, in his own mind, he had healed a lot of people. He had fed the 5,000. He had done a lot of things to inspire people. And here he looks down on the cross. All those people, are they there? No. Mary, John, a few others. Here again, he might have legitimately said, did I make a difference? Those 3 years, all that I did, all that I showed them, all that I helped them, and here, they're not even here. Dying with a certain sense of aloneness, loneliness. And we get it because here too, in Mark's gospel, that he has the last phrase, sentence that Jesus is saying is this, my God, why have you abandoned me? Knowing, and we probably have all had this, we can have moments, even if it's a small anguish or difficulty or something that's lasted for a while. We can think, not only, you know, human beings let me down, but when that feeling's going on, like Jesus, God, have you abandoned me too? There's no one here. Maybe you're not even here either. Those moments. So Jesus goes through all of that, and when people come to me, and any of you have ever had a mental health issue or even had a temporary frustration, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, in our humanness, Jesus was human. He went through it. We do not have to feel ashamed at all. Remember, Jesus even said to them, this is leading to my sorrow, to my death to them. He admitted it. And know that it doesn't mean you necessarily lack faith. In fact, through all of that, somehow just going on, we need to believe this about ourselves and never put ourselves down yesterday or now in maybe what we've gone through. And certainly we who are here need to be able to convey that to people out there who aren't hearing this message. People who don't come to church, well, you know, I'm not that good a Christian, or I've messed my life up. Hey, that's who Jesus came for. And to share with them maybe what you heard here today. Hey, if you're troubled and struggling, Jesus does not put you down. He's been there. He gets it. And he wants to be there with you and for you, whatever you're going through. He will never abandon you, even though you may have moments feeling like he abandoned you. He didn't. He doesn't. So, on this Palm Sunday, as we hear this scripture, we ask the Lord to help us and inspire us. And if we're feeling high or low or whatever, to know the Lord says, I walk with you, I have always loved you, and I always will. And again, I know what you're going through. I've been there. Take a quiet moment and see what the Lord, the Spirit, might be speaking to your heart.